Welcome to CardioPump Abs. I'm Brooke Benton, and this routine is designed to strengthen through your middle muscles. However, abs are made in the kitchen. A low-fat, healthy, and balanced diet in combination with abdominal strengthening exercises are a combo for success. It's recommended that you consult your physician before beginning this or any workout program to be sure it's safe for you. Grab a mat. If you don't have one available, find a carpeted surface, and let's take our time slowly imprinting your spine down into the mat. So you start from seated position with the heels hip-width apart, hands behind the head. Now start pushing your low back down into the ground beneath you. Take your time. Now mid-back. Press the upper back down into the mat, and we're ready to start basic crunches. Lift and lower. Crunch, descend. Rise and lower, crunch and down. A basic crunch, plain and simple, is flexion at your trunk. Your rectus abdominis muscles are the most superficial abs muscles. They're the closest to the skin surface. When you see a nice washboard stomach, you're seeing the rectus abdominis. Primary function of your rectus abdominis is flexion at the trunk. So it makes a basic crunch a beautiful way to start an abs routine. This is what your rectus abdominis is made to do. In a crunch, you're not coming all the way up into a sit-up position. When you do a full sit-up, we're transferring load to the lower back, and that's not what's intended with this routine. We want to keep it in the abs. So a crunch lifts the shoulders up and keeps the mid-back engaged with the floor. Crunch and down. Lift and lower. Lift and lower. Because crunches are so effective in toning the rectus abdominis, we're doing a lot of them today. Rise, descend, up and down. Let's think about incorporating your breath with the movement. Exhale, rise, and inhale, lower. Up, down. Very important that you focus on breathing. It's called the Valsalva maneuver when you're working very hard and you forget to breathe. You know those muscles need oxygen. Breathe with it. Exhale and inhale. Up and down. Rise and lower. Come on, baby. Four more here. Four. Three. Two more. Listen up. Hold it at the top. Isometric contraction. So don't move a muscle. Hold it still and static. If this is a little bit too challenging, you can take one hand from behind your head, wrap it around your hamstring. That's gonna lighten the load for your abs just a little bit by helping hold up with that arm. Can you raise your isometric a little higher and hold it there? Nice. Let's pulse it out. Now, pulse, pulse, pulse. In a pulse, the shoulders are lifted up off of the ground, and you're moving about an inch, so it's a very small baby movement. Lift, lift, pulse, pulse. It's 8, 7, 6, 5. Be sure you're relying on your abs and you're not straining through your neck. Rest the weight of your head into your hands. Shall we review? Basic crunches, full range. It's up and down, up and down. So now we're lowering the shoulders back down to the ground. Again, think of taking the low ribs and pulling that point closer to your hip bones, shortening the distance between your low ribs and hip bones as you crunch up and lower, lift and lower. Great job. Keep it up. Up and down, up and down. Give me 8 more. 6. 4 more, 4 more, 4. And 3, 2, hold it up at the top. Hold it isometric, still and static. Again, if you need to modify, modifications make exercises a little easier. You can take one hand and grab behind the hamstring to help hold yourself up. You're still gonna feel those abs. It's just gonna give you a little bit of a reprieve. Keep breathing. We're still in the warm-up section of this routine, and you should already be feeling fire in the middle. Shall we pulse? Pulse it up. Pulse, 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 small range of motion. Keep pulsing for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. One more review from the top. Basic crunches, full range and lower. Up and lower. Up and down. Good job. Think of exhaling as you rise. Lift and lower. Up. Again, be sure your mid-back is staying engaged with the mat. Your shoulders lift up on the crunch. Lift and lower. Give me 8 more crunches, then we'll end basic crunches for the day and move on. Three, up and down. Hold it at the top, isometric, hold. If anything, just try to lift a little higher and hold. We're holding it isometric. All right, now pulse, 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 pulse. Come on, give me a little bit more, knowing that this is gonna be your last round of crunch pulses today. Basic crunch pulses. Pulse, pulse. For 8 and 7 and listen up for the next exercise. You'll be taking your right elbow and touching it to the inside of the left knee, then straighten out your left leg to hover right above the ground. Try that with me. Touch and out. Touch and out. Right elbow to left knee, then left leg hovers right above the ground. Rotate, then extend through the left knee and hip. Out. In and out. Now switch sides. Left elbow to right knee and out. Try to make skin-to-skin contact, meaning take the elbow all the way to the inside of the knee and then take that leg right above the ground. 3, 2 more, switch sides. Let's go, 8 reps. This is strengthening for your obliques. As you rotate now, you're rotating towards the left, look towards your left elbow, the elbow that's closer to the ground. 2 more, switch sides. Let's go, 8 reps, 8. Now, your eyes are looking towards your right elbow. The elbow is closer to the ground. Left elbow touches, then out. Touch, then right leg's out. 2 more. Switch sides. Right elbow, left knee. Touch. 7 more. Do you notice that when you let your eyes follow that elbow that's closer to the ground, you're probably finding you're able to rotate a little bit more than you thought you could. Switch sides. Last 8. 7. After this, we'll single it out into a basic crisscross. You may have also heard that called a bicycle. 3. Switch sides. Single. So left leg, right leg. Left, then right. As the left knee comes in, right elbow touches. As right knee comes in, left elbow touches. Twist, 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 twist. Each time you twist, look towards the elbow that's closer to the ground. I like to call these crisscross as opposed to bicycle, because when I hear bicycle, I think of circular motion. This movement is straight in and out, nothing circular about it. Straight in, straight out. For 8, switch. 7, switch. 6, we're about to slow things down on you. When we take it slow, ooh, you're really gonna feel the goodness of this movement. Hold it, right elbow to left knee. Hold it there. Your right leg's hovering above the ground. Your eyes are looking towards the left elbow. Don't move a muscle, just hold it there. Switch sides, please. Left elbow to the inside of the right knee. Eyes are looking towards your right elbow. Left leg is hovering right above the ground. Try to make that elbow touch all the way to the knee. Now switch sides, hold. Your right elbow is touching the inside of the left knee. Right leg is hovering above the ground. Eyes are looking towards your left elbow. Switch sides. What did I tell you? When we slow it down, baby, it burns. Everybody wants to go fast. I say let's slow it down and really feel the fire in this. Switch sides. Last time with the left knee into the right elbow. Then we'll have to do the other side, of course. Then we'll move on to the new exercise. Keep breathing. Left elbow, right knee. Hold. little bit longer. Nice job. Go ahead and take both legs straight up towards the ceiling, right over the hips. Hands are behind your head, heads resting down into the ground. Reverse curl. So lift up and lower. Lift and lower, stomp the ceiling, then lower down. Flex through the feet. It's as if you're trying to raise the roof off of the building. Now, you've probably seen this done incorrectly when you look around the gym. A true reverse curl done right should be a lift straight up from the hips, not angling towards your navel or towards your jaw. Straight over those hips. You have just a baby bend in your knees. Lift and lower. You're only raising your rear end about a half an inch, maybe an inch up off of the ground. If you're getting a couple of feet underneath your lift, you're lifting too high and you're transferring the load to your lower back instead of the low abs that we are working on targeting right now. Lift and lower. So raise the roof and lower. Stomp and lower. Up. Up. Couple more. Pulse those legs. Pulse. So lift, 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 lift. It's double time. Up, 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 up. Great job. Keep it up. Lift, lift. Couple more. Three and two. Let's slow it down. Reverse curl. Lift and lower. Straight up. Lower a little bit. As you lower the legs, you're lowering them about 12 inches from where you lifted. Up and down. Up. Two more. Double time, pulse it out. So pulse, lift the roof, lift the roof. Up. It should feel as if somebody's punching you in the belly each time you raise those legs up. Up. Huh. Huh. Pulse, pulse. For 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, hold it. Slowly lower your legs down to the ground. Take 8 counts. 8, 7, legs are straight, coming all the way down. You should be halfway, 3, 2, all the way down to the ground. Let your legs rest on the floor. Take your arms out at your shoulders to where you look like a T. We're gonna take your right pinky finger on the outside of the left ankle. The left leg is gonna come up in the air at about a 45 degree angle. Then we'll do the same thing on the opposite leg. Cool? Lift the left leg, take your right pinky finger on the outside of the ankle. Rotate, now lower, down, 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 now right leg lifts. Left pinky finger reaches on the outside of the right ankle, lower. Back to your T position on the ground. Lift your left leg, cut your right pinky finger on the outside of the ankle, now lower back down to your T position on the mat. Right leg lifts up to a diagonal, left pinky finger cuts on the outside of the ankle, lower. Left leg lift. So this is like a modified V-sit, except one leg stays down and we're adding rotation, lower. Right leg lifts, left pinky finger cuts. And lower down. Exhale as you rise your left leg and take your right pinky finger on the outside of the ankle. Inhale as you lower back down to the mat, lying like a T. Right leg, left pinky finger, lower. Lift that left leg to about a 45 degree angle. Raise your right pinky finger up. Cut on the outside of the ankle. Now lower down. Right leg, left pinky finger, lower. Let's go, one more each side. Left leg lifts, right pinky finger cuts on the outside of the ankle. Now lower back down into the mat. Right leg lifts. Cut your left pinky finger out on the outside of the ankle, lower. Take both feet, reach them towards one end of the room. Take both hands together and reach overhead. So you're imagining somebody's pulling your toes in one direction and somebody else is pulling your fingers in the opposite direction. This is a very long stretch and it should feel very good after doing all of that hard ab work. Let's roll over your right side where you're lying on your belly. Prop yourself up onto your forearms, not into a plank position. Just resting your weight on your forearms, your hips will stay down. And now let your head just fall back. Do you feel a nice, good stretch through the middle muscles, through your abs? It should feel awesome after the ab work we've just done. Just hold this stretch just a few more seconds. Deep breaths. rocked today. Great job. I'll see you back in the next workout.